Proverbs 2, 1 through 5 says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." Bottom line is, there are no shortcuts. And people say they want to understand and find the knowledge of God, but they aren't willing to follow the 4 points that really are broken down into a total of 8 points. Verse 1 says, "If thou wilt receive my words." Well, you're not going to understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God if you're one of those people who aren't fully engaged when you're reading your Bible. You're not fully engaged when you're sitting under Bible teaching. You sit there drooling while the preacher's preaching instead of listening and taking notes, thinking about what he's saying. The Bereans were more noble because they searched the scriptures daily to see if what they are taught was true, was biblical. And how many Christians bother to do that? They listen to a preacher. Do they go home and test what they're told? It says, and verse 1, "and hide my commandment with thee." That's work. That's Bible memorization. That takes effort. Verse 2, "incline thine heart," "incline thine ear unto wisdom." And then the rest of the verse says, "apply thine heart to understanding." And Christians just should be always listening for God's truth, and trying to memorize scripture. Work at understanding God's word the way you do your job, occupational skills, hobbies, sports, games, only more so to God's word. But I'm sorry, most of the people I know who claim they really would like to or love to learn the word of God, and yet they spend very little time and effort trying to understand and inclining their ear. You know, most Christians are more in, have their ear in tuned to the world's smut and foolishness than they do God's word. And then in verse 3 it says, "criest after knowledge, liftest up thy voice for understanding, seekest her as silver, searchest her as for hid treasures." I mean, does that describe very many Christians today? It's only if you'll do all of the above that verse 5, "then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God," will come true. I found this quote in a book that's on my Sword Searcher software from 1892, the preacher's complete homiletic commentary. A fellow named W. Harris, I have no idea anything about him, but he said this, quote, "divine knowledge is within the reach of the human understanding. When a physician has created an appetite in his patient, he sees that he is provided with food that will satisfy his hunger. As God has given the eye, so he has given light to meet its needs. God has created man with a need and with capabilities of knowing him, and has therefore placed such knowledge within his reach." And that's the fact. And Romans 10:8 says, "but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach." So end with this question: how bad do you want it?